The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
With us now, Buckus Award winner N'Kobe Dean and Kirby Smart, fresh off a national title. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This guy might be a little cold. Yeah.
We had to get on his show.
I said, them damn Georgia Bulldogs, they made me out to be lies. Congratulations, though.
He said, we have Bulldogs on the show. I said, we got two of them. No, yeah.
I roll with Saban on this one. I don't want to lose, but if I had to lose to somebody, it should be y'all. I got it. Congratulations, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you. It was fun.
N'Kobe, how has playing at Georgia and under Kirby Smart prepared you for the next level?
Man, you know, we do a little bit of everything at Georgia. You know, I feel like we took a business approach to every single day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is going to prepare me not only on the field, but off the field in life. You know, the way everything, all the connections and all the people that you meet, just going to help you, help me far along in life.
I want you to answer this question as it pertains to how does this man, this coach, prepare you? Because when I think about Kirby Smart, first of all, you're one of the great, great coaches in college football history as far as I'm concerned. And we knew this coming in when you were coming over to Georgia that it was going to be something big. And in all seriousness, the fact that Georgia has been elevated under your watch has made college football, in my estimation, that much more compelling. So in all seriousness, I really want to congratulate you on that. And I want you to speak to what this man has done for you as it pertains to your aspirations to really, really succeed on the next level.
So I'm going to start this off with a story. You know, so I remember being a freshman. I came in spring practice. I was tired. I was sleepy. I was tired. I didn't get no sleep. He came to me. He was like, I know you're tired. You'd be up studying all night, doing your homework. I'm like, yeah, coach. He was like, I don't care. He was like, I don't care.
So, this young man was an engineering major, and he had a 4.0 in high school. So he wanted to maintain that in college, and I saw it. I saw it in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you know.
Arthur Ashe Sports Scholar. Yeah, impressive in the academics and on the field. Yeah.
Thank you, yeah. But, you know, little lessons like that, you know, just show that, just taught me that, you know, it's basically not, you know, what you, all the work you put in, you know, behind the scenes, it really don't matter. It comes out. What you can put out and what you can show people is what really, you know, what matters.
Let me transition to Coach Smart again, because Coach, I got to ask you, and I love the story that he just gave, because, you know, some of my favorite coaches of all time, I played for a legendary coach, Clarence Big House Gaines, and it was the life lessons that he taught me. And so when he just finished articulating that, you said, I don't care. What I love about that is that's the real world.
Right.
You know, to sit up there and coddle guys and to shield them from the world that is awaiting them, I think is a mistake. So when I hear something like that, to me, that speaks to you preparing them for what's coming. Talk to me about the job that you believe that you've done at Georgia and what has made you so successful.
Well, first off, we got great infrastructure. So we've got a 5-hour radius of Athens, Georgia that probably has some of the best football players in the country. So we're able to go recruit good players. We got great support from our university. And then a young man like this that decides to come from Mississippi, you know, he had to cross over a state between Mississippi and Georgia to come to Georgia.
Right.
And he did that. He made a really tough decision, and he made the right decision. He's a guy that's grown in our organization and very fortunate to be at a place that supports us, allows us to go out and recruit all over the country, but we got a lot of talent base around us, and we've been able to develop those guys.
What did it say to you? I mean, what should we say about a Kirby Smart that coached under the great Nick Saban and obviously accepts a job where clearly you're going to be challenging Nick Saban? You've done it. But could you speak to your mindset at the time that you decided to take on that challenge, where you were up here, and what made you decide to embrace that so eagerly?
Well, I felt like it was the next step. You know, I had great 9 years there at the University of Alabama, and then to get the opportunity to come home to my alma mater, it was a no-brainer, right? Because it's a top 10 job in the country. It's top 5 job in the country. So when I got to go back, I knew the race in the SEC is brutal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's brutal recruiting in the SEC, coaching in the SEC, but you get to coach guys like this. And I knew taking on that role that we'd have to get through the SEC gauntlet. But if you get through that, sometimes the playoffs are even easier. Yeah. And that's what we've been able to do. When we get into the playoffs, it's like playing an SEC team every week.
Good, Mom.
Real quick, before I want to get to the teams that you've talked to, but the academics I find so impressive to play at that level. Why was that so important to you, and how were you able to balance it?
I mean, you know, growing up, my mother, it was always academics. It was never football, never ball. It was always academics. Mm-hmm. She always pushed it. So when I got to a certain age, it was just in me to keep it going, you know. So it's more so a personal feeling. I feel like I value that. And, like, I value football, academics, you know, my business, like, all kind of the same. I hold it to a high level.
Really impressive. Great mother. What teams have you talked to mostly?
I'm being honest, I talked to a lot of teams.
That's
I talked
amazing.
To, like, 20-plus.
20-plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I really don't know. No, honestly, I don't know.
You know, they got this guy, Devin Lloyd, out of Utah. They got him ranked. They got you ranked as the second-best linebacker in the draft. They got this guy, Lloyd, at Utah ranked number one. Here's my thinking. Utah don't play in the SEC. That means they don't play against the same level of competition. Now, that doesn't tell a whole story, but I'm going to take that into consideration. So with that in mind, I'll ask you, do you believe you're the second-best linebacker?
I do not.
What do you believe?
I believe I'm the best linebacker in this year's draft, hands down.
And what do you believe makes you the best linebacker?
Besides everything I do on the field, I feel like my mentality is second to none. You know, my mentality, the way I think about things, my mindset, and my leadership ability. I feel like I can lead like no other.
Coach?
He said it best. I mean, this was a guy that got almost every single vote of 130 votes for captains. And we had some pretty good players if you watch the combine, right? We had some pretty good leaders if you watch the combine. This guy got more votes than anybody on the history of University of Georgia for captain, and he does it every day. He walks in the meeting room. He is a professional right now. He takes notes, and I've never had a college kid take notes every single day. He had his notes out, writing things down every single day, and it showed on the field.
Mom did a real good job. You put in the work. I want to ask you this, Coach. What would you say to critics who say that N'Kobe's a bit undersized?
I would say look at the NFL linebacker right now and all the free release game that teams do. They're throwing the ball out of the backfield, the McCaffreys, the Dalvin Cooks, and all these guys. Who's got to cover that guy? He does.
Yep.
So you better have a guy that can run, change the direction, and cover. And he faced offenses like that. He went against James Cook every day in practice. So that's the kind of backs you have to face every day in the NFL, and he's perfect for it.
No question.
I believe in linebackers that put a hat on people.
Okay.
You know, I want to make sure that when you hit them, they're like, I don't want to see that guy again. That,
right.
To me, is what I expect from
definitely,
a linebacker.
Definitely.
All right, before we let you go, how's the suit?
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah?
I plan to be the best dress.
Okay.
You do know.
What color?
I will be watching.
You want to tell us the color, or you want to save it?
Blush. I'm going to say I'm going to get out of blush.
Blush. I like that. Blush is classic. It's spring.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with
it's
it.
Different.
I have to confess, if I don't like the suit.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to say something.
Make sure you let me know.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to bet that Kirby is not going to have on a blush suit.
No blush. Blush doesn't go well with this figure.
Oh, my goodness. Kirby Smart, N'Kobe Dean, thank you so much.
Thank
this was such a pleasure. Best of
Bradley,
luck.
Bro.
And
appreciate
congratulations again, national champions.
Thanks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
There have been a plethora of picks to choose from under Nick Saban at Alabama. Here are five of the best. Tua, of course, is on this list, along with some of the best wideouts in the NFL, from Amari Cooper, who was traded by the Cowboys, to most recently in Devontae Smith. On that note, we welcome in one of the greatest to ever do it, the one and only Nick Saban. Coach, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You know, this man to my right is elated to have Roll Tide in the building.
Roll Tide, baby. There ain't no doubt about that. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. You are so kind with your introduction. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Listen, it's only facts, and I've got more for you, Coach. So since you arrived at Alabama, no other program has sent more players to the NFL. What's the secret to that success?
Well, I think twofold. You know, the two things that are most important is how do you bring players to your team? And then the second part of that is how do you develop them? So we've had some great coaches here to develop them. We've had some very good people to recruit them. And, you know, we have a program that really promotes guys having more success in life because they were involved in the program, whether it's personal development, academic success, and how they develop as football players. So there's a lot of value in that, and that's what we try to create for our players. That's why we get good players, and we've had really good people to develop them.
I do believe you. I'm not doubting that for 1 second, Coach Saban, but I got to ask you this question because, you know, you've been around for a while. You're an elder statesman in this game, but damn it, you look young. You look better than most of us. And then I look at your record, and it's like, what was it, 188-25, something like that.
That's
in 15 years. An 88% winning percentage. And I guess to ask you the question is like, sitting here talking to you, you look like you could be coaching for the next 10 or 15 years, for crying out loud. What's the secret to you? I'm talking about you personally, because you look like you ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, you know, I really like what I do. I've been a part of a team for a long time. It's a lot of fun to be in a leadership position. And, you know, every year is a new challenge. You have a new team. It's almost like taking a new job, actually, in terms of guys having new roles on the team, new people in the organization. So it's always a challenge. I like the challenge. I know most of us, and you're like this too, Stephen, I know you well, is, you know, we complain about the grind, but we love the grind too, and the grind is what keeps us going. So that's kind of how I feel about it, and really enjoy doing it, and look forward to next season being a tremendous challenge as well.
When I look at some of these players, I look at Evan Neal, your offensive tackle. He's projected to go top six in the NFL draft. I personally believe, listen, I respect the hell out of Kirby Smart and Georgia. I just had him on here, even though I picked Alabama to win the national championship. It's a shame to me that Jameson Williams got hurt. Mechie got hurt the game before that in the college football playoff. I'm wondering, as you reflect on last season, what did you walk away feeling most?
Well, first of all, we had a young team last year, so we didn't have the same kind of maturity and leadership that we had the year before when we won the championship. And when we lost a game to Texas A&M, I think that really helped the team mature. I think they responded a little better to the things that they needed to do. But, you know, when we got down to the end, we actually, you know, you always want to have guys at the skill positions on offense that the other people have trouble guarding. And then you always want to have two corners that can guard their guys. Well, unfortunately for us, at the end of the season, you know, we lost both corners. We lost our two best wide receivers, Mechie and J-Mo. And that kind of changed the game for us. And I think it changed the game in a national championship game, too. Look, Georgia had a great team. They had a great defensive team. Kirby does a great job there. You know, we had success against them in the SEC championship, but we didn't really have the same team, you know, when we played, and it changed the dynamics of the game tremendously. So, but I think that there's always, you know, sort of a lot of lessons that you can learn to use to develop your team from a loss. And I think that's something that hopefully we'll be able to help this year's team's development.
Slight correction, Molly. Mechie got hurt in the SEC championship game against Georgia, not the college football playoff game, but go ahead.
By the way, before I get to Jameson Williams real quick, can we show Coach's office?
Oh, it's a beautiful office.
So, Stephen A., I just want you to know there are levels to this.
There
okay?
are levels to this, and I'm not on it.
Stephen A., he's got a seating area. You see that desk? See all that work?
Right, right. Well, yeah. I had the pleasure of sitting in the office with Nick Saban. He invited me down, so I
heard
that
you gave a great speech.
It was an honor.
But great speech.
Was it a great speech, Coach?
Great speech.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Of course. I'd expect nothing less from you. All right. Michael Irvin said earlier he would like the Cowboys to take Jameson Williams at 24. Obviously, he tore his ACL in January, but he's wowed scouts with that rehab and where he's at. There's been a ton of great receivers coming from your program. I mentioned them earlier. Where does Jameson stand among them, Coach?
Well, they're all a little different, but I think receivers are almost like a basketball team. You know, you got a point guard, you got a power forward, you got a two guard. So they all complement each other when they play together, and we're fortunate that J-Mo would be the fifth first-round draft pick in the last 3 years at the wide receiver position for us. And, you know, he's got great speed. But, man, I tell you what, this guy's got a lot of competitive character. He's got a lot of dog in him. He'll play gunner, you know, on special teams. He'll run down on a kickoff. He's got great speed. And I think he's a guy that can really take the top off. Now, he can do more than that because he's got some catch and run ability. But I really love Jamison. He added so much to our program. And, you know, when you got wide receivers on your team that have great competitive character, you know, that's really helpful to the development of the whole group. And I think he did a wonderful job in that regard as well.
Coach, how do you compare him to your former player, Devontae Smith? Because you raved so much about him when he was there and helped obviously deliver you a national championship. When you look at Jamison Williams, well, how do you compare him to Devontae? I see some similarities, but I could be wrong. You're obviously the expert on that.
Yeah, well, it's hard to compare players, but, you know, Smitty was a great all-around receiver. He was a very competitive guy. You know, we had to use Smitty at corner one spring, and he was one of the best corners on our team. So he had a lot of diversity as a player. He could play in or out. I think J-Mo can do both, but I think he's more of a vertical guy. He's going to be a guy that, you know, is going to, you know, cause a lot of problems for people because of his ability to catch the deep ball, which will make other receivers on that team, you know, better as well and more effective. So I think they can be used in a little bit different ways, but I think their effectiveness can be, you know, just as good for any team that they play for.
Coach, I'll let you get back to all that paperwork behind you. It was a lot of fun having you on, and enjoy the draft tonight.
Coach, you'll be hearing from me soon, buddy.
We just put the paperwork there to fool you all. So
please. That's what all successful people try to do. They try to act like they don't work hard. That's the secret. I know it. All right, Coach, thank you so much.
See you, thank you all. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, enjoy draft day.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mel Kiper Jr.'s top five prospects include three guys on the defensive side of the ball, including Aiden Hutchinson at number one, Sauce Gardner at three, and safety Kyle Hamilton from the Fighting Irish at Notre Dame at four. And Kyle with us right now. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this. Who do you think your game most emulates in the NFL?
Maybe a Derwin James, just based off size comparisons. He's a great player, so get to that level, that's the goal. I grew up a big Sean Taylor fan. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. In my opinion, GOAT safety. I know the YouTube videos front to back, so I've done my research.
I am a fan of yours. I like you. I like your potential. I'm looking forward to it. But you just mentioned two dudes, man. When you say Sean Taylor, I mean, that's a different dimension. Right, God rest his soul. You say Derwin James, that's a different dimension. Now, you do understand that when you mention those names, you talk about that's what who you idolize, that's what you try to mirror your game after. Mm-hmm. They're tenacious hitmen. That's what I called. I mean, look, remember what Sean Taylor did to a punter, for crying out loud. A punter.
In the pro
during an all-pro game. You understand?
Right.
You don't seem to be that mean-spirited. I mean, well, are you sure? I just want to make sure you're sure.
I'm positive. You flip that switch on the field. I mean, I've never seen somebody compare themselves to somebody's average. So, Sean Taylor's best. I mean, I'm obviously not there yet, but that's my aspirations. Hope to get there at some point.
I'm just saying, you that mean, though, is what I'm trying to say, because you look like a very, very nice guy.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But, I definitely flip the switch.
And it's okay to have that baby face. Steph Curry don't look like he's dangerous. But he's as dangerous as they get when he gets on that basketball floor. He doesn't look dangerous at all.
Right. You want to expect him to face come on sad. Morning television right. and look angry?
Right. We're talking backstage, man, and just talking about it's been a while since we've seen a safety being talked about like as going this high in the draft. And the NFL has changed so much. You have that dual ability where you can stop the run but also make plays in the backfield. What would you say is your greatest asset as a safety being ready to get drafted this high?
Yeah, I would say my flexibility, versatility within the defense. Playing deep, playing in the box, playing the slot, moving around so quarterback doesn't know where I'm going to be at, and it also frees up other guys to make plays. So I feel like flexibility kind of deepens the playbook and gives the defense a lot more opportunities to make plays.
Do you think, you remember, you watch Ed Reed and the guys, when you start talking about Sean Taylor, the Ed Reeds and Ed Reed, I love how Ed Reed used to out-quarterback the quarterback.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like he would start one way and then run all the way because he knew where the play was going. Are you talking, you're playing that kind of way? Can you play with that kind of freedom if somebody gave it to you?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that comes with time, too. Film study, obviously, but as a safety, I think it's one of the hardest positions in football. And if you don't do your film study like Ed did, it's impossible to play that position.
When you view NFL defense, because obviously I know you watch your football and you know your football, when you view NFL defenses, what do you find or do you see somebody where you say, that's the right system for me? Do you think like that as a player aspiring to get to the next level? Or do you harbor the mentality, it don't matter where I'm going to be who I am?
Yeah, I would say the latter. I would say I can conform to whatever system I'm in. I feel like that just comes back to my versatility. I don't want to be, I'm only playing in the two high, or I'm only playing in a defense where I'm in the box. I feel like wherever I go, I can adapt and do well.
When I was going through this process, getting ready to get drafted, I was sitting there thinking to myself, okay, I want to step in the league and make an impact. Who is the man that right now is doing it in the NFL? At the time, it was Darrell Green. My whole mindset was like, I get in this league and do the dirty to Darrell Green so everybody understand who I am. Is there anybody that you're thinking about, or any quarterback, any team, or any receiver that you may just want to do some dirty to get your respect?
I grew up a big LSU fan, so I grew up a big Odell Beckham fan. He was my screensaver in middle school, stuff like that. I've been rooting for him, been a fan of him, but it'd also be cool to go against him, make some plays, kind of show that I'm on that level too. Yeah. That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's from a family of basketball players.
Is that?
Yeah. Can hoop a little too, right?
Yep. My pops played overseas for about 13 years. My uncle is Antonio Lang, played at Duke.
Okay.
Yep, that's my uncle. So I'm taboo. I'm the only football player in the family.
Big
growing up, did you want to be in the NBA?
I want to be in the NFL, but freshman year I was about 5'11", 140, soaking wet. So the football dream was looking a little bleak. I had a few basketball opportunities, but right. As soon as I got my first football offer, it was over with.
I'd be remiss.
You play like guard? You play a guard or something?
Yeah.
Because I'm asking because that's great ball control and understanding ball placement.
Yeah.
So I want to know that you can go and get that football and make some great plays.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I definitely think basketball translated to football very well for me. Yeah.
He can golf too, by the way. So
okay. All right. I got you.
A little bit.
Let me transition back to Notre Dame for a second here. You got a new football coach. His name is Marcus Freeman. I'm very, very happy that he's the new head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. He was the defensive coordinator there prior to getting this job. I want you to speak to him and what he's been able to do to help you get to this point.
Yeah, I would say just how comfortable the building is with him at the helm. He's actually coming out here today, so he'll be here for the draft, which I appreciate. But he's a relatable guy. He's a younger guy. Guys have seen him in his Ohio State uniform, clowning him about his bald head and stuff like that. And then in the NFL, so taking criticism from a guy who's been through it, who's closer in age to you, and taking coaching from him as well is probably a little easier. No offense to Coach Kelly. He's a great coach. He's never done anything ill will towards me or anybody else that I know of, but he had to do what he needed to do. But I think Coach Freeman is a very fresh spot in the program.
Kyle, our job, as I tell everybody, is always to introduce you to the NFL audience. You think by the time you leave this game, those names that you remember, your name will be hovering in those areas. The Sean Taylors, the Ed Reeds, those great safeties that we watched in this game.
I 100% think so. That's the goal. I feel like that should be the goal for a lot of people. And you set your goals high, it forces you to work hard, it forces you to to understand the work that's going to have to go into it for you to reach those goals. And I'm just excited to start the journey because I believe in my talent. I'm excited to make all these relationships.
I believe you. But let me tell you something right now. Because you mentioned Derwin James and Sean Taylor. You understand?
What do you want?
We all remember that.
Right, exactly.
We all remember. I mean, he mentioned some. Listen. I believe in a brother. I believe it.
I'm with it.
First Take's allergic to scrubs. He wouldn't be here. He wouldn't be here if he didn't believe
it. I appreciate that.
But
I'm
just telling you. You mentioned Sean Taylor and Derwin James. We'll be watching.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Kyle, have fun tonight.
Thank you. I will. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. It's been the off-season of receivers. This draft littered with wideouts. Meanwhile, some current star receivers have been involved in blockbuster trades and are getting paid. Devontae Adams reunited with his college quarterback in Derek Carr. Meanwhile, the Chiefs got a haul in trading Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. So, Michael, I'll ask you this. Is there more pressure on the Chiefs and Packers, or would you say on Hill and Adams now to turn things around?
Okay. And we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
How, boy, when Chris Olave came, I talked about the importance of receivers. And Ian, I want to yell about the mantra and push the receivers as far as I can, as much as I can. Let me tell you where this pressure lies. This is right on Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. Let me tell you why. Because the NFL is marinating on this $30 million price tag for wide receivers. That's why we got these guys right now in limbo, the Deebo Samuels, the A.J. Browns, and the Terry McLaurin. They've offered A.J., I'm sure, $20 million, but they don't want to go to that $30 million rate. And these two guys left great teams, very good teams, to go to other teams and take the bag at the $30 million. Now, side note, I hate when the guys go, the teams always come back and say, well, we would have paid them. Shut up. You would have paid him. You should have paid him. Yeah. Stop saying that to placate the audience. You didn't mean it. You didn't do it. Now they're gone. But here's what they're going to say. If Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill doesn't go tear up their new places, doesn't they have to go show the whole league that the receivers are worth $30 million. If they don't go tear up Miami and they don't go tear up the Raiders, And Kansas City and Green Bay still wins with receivers they go in the draft and get, then all the rest of the teams in this copycat league start saying, oh, you don't have to pay a receiver $30 million. You see what this team did. You see what that team did. And they still maintained and got on top. These teams paid $30 million, and they didn't do great. I need Devontae and Tyreek to understand that they have to stand up this year in those new places for all the guys that are coming after them. I appreciate them starting it by moving this bar to 30, but now you got to go prove it by showing up and playing. You left two great quarterbacks for two quarterbacks that we still say has something to prove. You got to be the difference to make them cross that water.
Once again, to regurgitate an earlier point, you said they have to go prove it by doing what?
Well, they don't have to raise those teams up.
No. You said showing up.
Right.
And playing.
Showing up, playing, and winning.
What I'm trying to say to you is that you ain't just talking. I actually am deferring to you. You preaching the gospel, as you say, because I want you to understand that I'm not joking. The importance of your words ain't just about wide receivers. Right. They're about professional athletes. We got too many people out here getting the money, but don't want to put in the work. You see, and that's what you're speaking about. And that's why I preach it, because it ain't coming from me who ain't on that level, okay? Obviously, it's a little different. They can't say nothing to a three-time Super Bowl champion and a Hall of Famer who was known, A, as the playmaker, and B, as one of the hardest workers to ever grace a football franchise. So I appreciate that. I'm dead serious. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Right. Because those words are inspiration. That's what you need. That's what you need to say to some of these people. And I'll get to that point again tomorrow. Now let me get back to your point here about these receivers. You're still wrong. You're still wrong. You're still wrong. You know why you're wrong?
How am I wrong?
I'm getting ready to tell you. Because you're focusing on the individuals.
Right.
You're saying they left the situation.
They left great quarterbacks.
To go and get the money.
Right.
I beg to differ. Tyreek didn't leave. You pushed him out by not paying him if you Kansas City. You said we could get additional assets on top of Kyrie or Tyreek Hill if we let you go. And we could use that money to funnel in some other athletes, which is why Juju Smith-Schuster is there, which is why Valdes-Scantling is there, along to join Mecole Hardman. So I get all your point, okay? And you looking at this cat, Devontae Adams, well, you know what? You in Green Bay. Your quarterback took the money. And as a result, you said it, much left for you. Now, Green Bay can sit up there and say they were going to pay you and what have you, but the bottom line is they were dancing around the issue.
Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones took a lot of the money, too, in Kansas City.
So are you insinuating it was a mistake to not stay with the talented teams?
I'm not saying it's a mistake. I'm saying complete the task.
Fine.
Complete the task. Now let's go over here and raise these boys up so everybody can see what number one receivers can really do.
What's he going to do in Miami?
We're waiting. They're ready to make the next step.
What's the next step for Miami?
First of all, we hadn't given Tua, and I said this last year, we hadn't given Tua enough time to find out what all he is.
Stop it.
Now he's getting time, and he's making some plays. Yeah, Jalen Waddle.
I like Tua, but
Jalen Waddle had a great year for a rookie last year. A great year. Now you're going to put Waddle. You're going to put Waddle in with Tyreek Hill. You got the fastest team.
Tua's throwing 5-yard passes. Stop it, man.
You got a quarterback.
He ain't no Justin Herbert.
Yeah, but
we got to get
him. Yes, he threw 5-yard passes. But they went and got him 5-yard pass makers.
We got to go.
You can get a ball, Tyreek Hill, 5 yards, and he can turn it.
We got to go. Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers paid Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
They lost Valdes-Scantling. They lost Devontae Adams. The most pressure is on them because when we look at Aaron Rodgers, damn it, we expect Super Bowl contention. He got some making up to do for losing a porn star Jimmy at Lambeau Field and inclement weather, and you only score 10 points. Hell with that. But the Green Bay Packers have more pressure than Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams combined.
They're going to be fine.
Tyreek
Hill, they got more pressure. Don't listen to this. Show up for our boys, man.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
They call him the playmaker for a reason. Who better to break down one of the most stacked receiver classes in years than three-time Super Bowl champ, the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Irv's top three playmakers. Michael, take it away. We'll start with number three.
Let me tell you something, guys. Lately in the draft, the draft's been about speed. But this guy right here gives me the best combination. I'm talking about speed and NFL-ready route-running ability. I say Garrett Wilson is my number three guy. Now, the guy we had here, too, is a lot like him, Chris Olave. Both of these guys out of Ohio State, the program you know will produce great NFL players. That's why they are NFL ready, like I talked about. Let me tell you my number two guy right here. This is a beat. I always tell Stephen, I said, man, I used to line up Stephen A. Well, if I attack a man's weakness, that means I want to beat him. But if I attack his strength, that means I want to break him. This dude break DBs right here. He's 6'5", 220 pounds, and he's a physical football player. Anywhere you throw the ball, anywhere near him, he'll come down with this ball. He's a basketball player, too, so you know he understands how to body up people. But if you give me my choice of wide receivers in this draft, even with his leg and his ACL right now, I'm taking Jameson Williams. Oh, man, this dude right here is he would be one of the most feared receivers in the National Football League. A lot like Tyreek Hill, he has the ability to run by anybody, anytime, any day, anywhere. but also has an ability to take some short passes and go long.
Ooh, Michael Irvin's top playmakers in 2022.
I shouldn't say that.
A little NBA action. Last night saw Steph Curry and the Warriors taking care of the Nuggets in five games. The Warriors now wait to face the winner of the Grizzlies-Wolves series. Irv, Stephen A's been rolling with the Warriors, so tell me this. Who do you like to win the NBA title?
Let me tell you, I was at that game the other day. I saw it. I saw Luka do some things at the Mavericks game. I saw 2023 going to be a great year for Dallas. It's going to be a trifecta. That's why you saw those three belts. Earl Spence will just take out Tyrone Crawford, right, in 2023. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl in Arizona, the same place we won our last Super Bowl. I've heard so much about nobody's won since they won last. Well, let's go win it in the same place. And I'm telling you, the final.
Oh, my God.
Boy, Dallas Mavericks are coming. The Dallas Mavericks are coming. They may not do it this year. But next year, the Dallas Mavericks are coming. I'm telling you right now, Dallas, we got a trifecta.
Oh my God.
We got belts and champions coming our way. I'm telling you, I was there. I put my eyes on it. I saw it with my own eyes.
Last time I checked, you didn't leave this earth the last 27 years. You've been around. It hasn't worked. I mean, this is laughable.
It's back in Arizona, too.
Now, you can't rhyme. I guess you can't rhyme now. It ain't so fly.
That's Arizona, right?
You know, this is unbelievable. I'm just trying to tell you. It ain't going to happen. And then you bring the Dallas Mavericks in. I love Jason Kidd, coach of the year candidate. Nico Harris is doing a great job. Luka Doncic is the real deal. Spencer Dinwiddie, big time pickup. Dallas is still a play away. Stop it, okay? Dallas Cowboys.
Keep hope alive.
Tell me, Molly. I will say this. The Dallas Mavericks will win a championship before the Cowboys do. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you don't think Earl Spence going to beat Tyrone Crawford? You don't think Earl Spence going to get Crawford, too?
I got Crawford.
Man, get on out of here, man. Get on out of here, man.
I got Crawford right now.
He's a hater. I love Earl Spence. I got Crawford right now. All the reactions tomorrow. Plus Kyrie.
Please. Man.